From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Rusty Nelson reading Blackfoot Massacre, part of the Wilderness series by David Thompson. Now let's begin with Blackfoot Massacre. Chapter 1. The strapping young man in fringed buckskin sighted down the barrel of his heavy Hawken rifle, his striking green eyes narrowing as he aimed at the buffalo cow grazing contentedly 20 yards off. From his prone position on a grass-covered knoll, he could see her great jaws moving as she munched, and the flick of her short tail as she lazily swatted at circling flies. His thumb curled around the metal hammer and pulled it back until he heard a click. What a stroke of luck, Nate King reflected. To have stumbled on a lone cow so soon after beginning his hunt meant he would be back with his wife and son much sooner than he had anticipated. He would have liked to bring the boy along, but the only time Zack got to mingle with their kin and frolic with other children was for 3 or 4 weeks each spring when the family visited the Shoshones and for a brief spell at the annual rendezvous. So rather than interrupt his son's fun, he'd gone hunting alone. Nate absently wondered why the cow was alone as he prepared to squeeze the trigger. Ordinarily, buffalo congregated in large herds, and he had been following a clear trail left by hundreds of the dumb brutes when he spotted the cow. Perhaps she was lame, or maybe she had simply wandered off from the main body. Whatever the case, he wasn't about to pass up this golden opportunity. Although buffalo were notoriously difficult to dispatch with a single shot, at such short range he was confident of dropping her with one ball to the heart. Having butchered